Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Morris Dyer with HCI Hospice Care Services about grieving during the holidays. Morris Dyer is a bereavement counselor with HCI Hospice Care Services in Knoxville. He is here today to talk with us about grieving during the holidays.
Hospice care usually wraps the patient and family in a wide range of health care and support services. In addition to physical care, symptoms management, and support offered by our nurses and hospice aides, specialists like our staff, social workers, and volunteers, therapists, spiritual care, and bereavement counselors like me provide vital support to both the patient and the family.
So what exactly is your role then?
Well, in my role, I try to help to provide understanding and information and support to patients and families before and during and after the death of a loved one. That support can be offered through telephone calls or personal visits, even mailings that we send out on a regular basis to support them in their grief and loss. Bereavement services can last and may last for up to 13 months after the death of a loved one. And grief support groups are also offered as well. Our groups are open to anyone who are grieving a loved one and offered at no cost to participants. A group called Understanding Your Grief is a structured education and support group which meets for 8 consecutive weeks. We provide the study materials free of charge, allow the people to have a better understanding, deeper understanding of some of the challenges that they face as they go through that, as they go on their individual grief journey. We also offer a monthly Touching Our Grief support group, which meets on the first Thursday of each month here at the offices of HCI up on the square. We also have memorial gatherings offered a couple times a year. But most of all, I have contact with families that comes after the death of someone that they have loved. There are also times, however, when a family is in need of bereavement services before a patient dies. Sometimes it's very difficult to look ahead when faced with a poor prognosis, and emotions can be very overwhelming, so it can be very helpful to have someone kind of normalize those feelings and provide that extra support.
When it comes to the holiday season, what are some of the difficulties, you know, people might have or might encounter?
Well, dealing with the death of a loved one is something that everybody goes through at some point in life. And while death is the end of the physical presence, it most definitely is not the end of a relationship with that person. Love does not end with death. And sometimes those regular anniversaries of the heart, such as birthdays or wedding anniversaries, holidays such as Thanksgiving and Christmas, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, may all have a special meaning for the person that's experiencing that grief. And those occasions sometimes magnify the absence of the person who has died and may reawaken painful emotions, leaving a person feeling drained.
How might families deal with those, you know, special days, but also difficult for some family members?
Well, there's some ways to honor your loved one on those days. Some people find comfort in visiting the cemetery, perhaps taking a wreath or flowers to the grave. Or others light a candle in the honor of the loved one on a day of celebration of the life of that person. And holidays like Christmas are often celebrated with an exchange of cards expressing love and remembrance. There's nothing wrong with going ahead and buying a card and writing down just how much you love that person and how much that person is missed. And it's also a good idea to share stories and memories with family and friends. Outwardly expressing how you're feeling is one of the most healing things one can do. And you have a good friend you can share your feelings with, one who never tires of hearing your story and doesn't try to hurry you through your grief. That friend is a gift to you.
What do you say to family, friends, people that kind of want to say the right thing to those people that are grieving in the moment during those birthdays, anniversaries, or just the holidays?
Well, some of the things that you can say, finding the right words is sometimes the most difficult thing. But some of the things that can be supportive to say are, I'm sorry for your loss. Or, I don't know how you feel, but I'm here to help in any way I can. Or, you and your loved one will be in my thoughts and prayers. Or the favorite memory of your loved one is, whatever that can be, can sharing those memories allows that person to live on in that person. Giving a hug instead of saying something or saying anything might be helpful. Perhaps don't say anything at all, just be present for someone. It's been said that the greatest gift we can offer somebody is our presence. So sometimes just being there You don't have to say anything, but your presence is the greatest gift that you can give. And sometimes the people will say, even though they're trying to be helpful, will unintentionally say some things that can be hurtful. So try to avoid things that say, I know how you feel, because you don't. Everyone's loss is different. Everyone's grief journey is unique, and that relationship they had with that loved one is unique to those people. Or kind of avoid saying some things like, he or she is in a better place. You know, grieving people miss their loved one, and they would prefer them to be alive and healthy and with them. And kind of avoid things that say, like, be strong. Like, grieving people openly mourn their loved ones. Or at least he or she lived a long life. It's always too soon to lose someone you love, even if he or she lived a very long life. And for parents grieving a child, don't say, you can always have another child. No other child will ever take the place of that one that they lost. Or even, how are you? This can be one of the most difficult questions for grieving people to answer. Don't make them feel obligated to tell you they are okay when they aren't.
If people have questions about the grieving process and grief support here with HCI, where do they go?
Well, they can call our office here in Knoxville. That number is 641-842-4312. Or they can visit our website, hcicareservices.org, for information. Our calendar and information that's there.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Morris Dyer with HCI Hospice Care Services for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.